This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government today announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said that the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of chairman of the two members of the commission will be made soon. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completed docking of two satellites named CHESA and Target under the SpaceX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayan congratulated the team on the feat. President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientist and engineer communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said, "It is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come." Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to the President of Singapore, Tharman Sanmugaratnam, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Talking to media on the occasion, President Sanmugaratnam said, "Indian Singapore are now on a new trajectory with the upgrade of the relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership which was announced during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Singapore in September last year." He highlighted that both countries are exploring new initiatives in sustainability and digital space. President Sanmugaratnam will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and the 26th of January. According to the Minister of External Affairs, this will be President Prabowo's first visit to India after assuming office in October 2024. BJP today released the fourth list of 9 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Bhuvan Tanwar from Delhi Cantonment seat, Anil Vashist has been declared candidate from Babarpur seat, while Sikhar Rai will contest from Greater Kailash seat. Janata Dal United JDU has fielded its candidate Shailendra Kumar from Burari seat in alliance with NDA. Congress has also released its fourth list of 5 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The party has fielded Surinder Kumar from the Bawana seat and Rahul Dhanak has been nominated for the Karol Bagh. Sumesh Gupta has been fielded from Rohini seat, Virender Bidhuri from Tughlakabad and Arjun Bhadana from Badarpur. Voting in Delhi will take place on the 5th of next month and the counting will be held on the 8th of February. A 21-member delegation from 10 countries today took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. They also enjoyed an aerial view of the Mahakumbh area via helicopter. The delegation invited by the Minister of External Affairs arrived yesterday. In Australian Open tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji with his Mexican partner Miguel Angel Reyes Varela have advanced to the second round of the men's doubles. The duo defeated Alexander Nedvedev of Kazakhstan and Robin Haase of the Netherlands in the first round this morning. Balaji is the only remaining Indian in the tournament. In the Khoko World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and the women's teams have advanced to the quarterfinals with outstanding performances. The Indian women's team is set to face Malaysia this evening, while the Indian men's team will compete against Bhutan later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.